the PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
The search for over 170 people still missing after the catastrophic flooding in Central Texas is in its sixth day as the death toll keeps climbing. And over 100 people have died due to the flooding. As search and rescue efforts continue, Kerr County Sheriff's Captain Jason Waldrop says a wall of water swept debris downstream, creating huge piles.
We're still spotting areas up and down the river where we can take apart these materials and hopefully locate some more of the missing.
The Trump administration is threatening Harvard's accreditation status. The Departments of Education and Health and Human Services told the university's accreditor the school violated federal anti-discrimination laws. Homeland Security also subpoenaed the school, asking for information on its international students. Families of those killed in the January mid-air collision near Reagan National Airport say the Army is avoiding accountability. 67 people died when an American Airlines jet collided with an Army Black Hawk helicopter over the Potomac River. In a letter obtained by the Washington Post, the families accuse the Army of withholding information and demand more direct communication. The search for triple murder suspect Travis Decker continues, but has ended in Idaho's Sawtooth National Forest. Brad Ford reports.
Over the 4th of July weekend, a hiker matching Travis Decker's description was seen. The U.S. Marshals Service found that hiker and determined the man was not Decker. They look similar. Decker is wanted for allegedly killing his three daughters at a campground near Wenatchee, Washington. Decker has military survival training.
New research shows that fungal infections are getting harder to treat because they're growing more resistant to drugs. A study in the Lancet Microbe focused on a common fungus found all over the world in soil and decaying matter. I'm Brian Shook.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. It's going to stay pretty muggy tonight into tomorrow morning. We'll have clouds and fairly numerous showers, even a heavier thunderstorm or two, which could produce a flooding downpour and some gusty winds. Lows will be in the lower 70s tonight. Then by tomorrow afternoon and evening, just a spotty shower or storm. It'll be mostly cloudy. Highs will be near 80. Mostly cloudy and muggy later tomorrow night, a low near 70. Still humid Friday. Clouds and subsided. The chance for a thunderstorm. Highs will be in the mid-80s. I'm meteorologist Brian Thompson.
And right now it's 80 in Patterson, 74 in Hamilton, 79 in Cape May Courthouse. Fast traffic, instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.